And from LNG to Site C, plenty of construction jobs are expected in northern BC, but not everyone has the skills needed to get them or the certification. Richard Dickinson is hoping to increase the number of carpenters in the region who can qualify for work. He's an instructor with Integrated Carpentry Tutorials, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us, Richard. You help people qualify for a Red Seal. What is that exactly?
The Red Seal certification is a national certification, and it's overseen by the Industry Training Authority, which is a national outfit. Tests are administered provincially.
So these are the certifications that companies might be looking for when they're looking for people to work for them.
Yes, particularly the resource-based mega projects and the big contracting companies that are brought in to work on Site C dams or the LNG projects in Kitimat.
Okay, so how do people usually go about getting certified, getting a Red Seal?
Well, if they have enough hours in the trade, and in British Columbia it's 9,720 hours, provable hours in the trade, then they can apply to the ITA at itabc.ca. And they fill out the application form. They pay a fee of $120. And the ITA will contact their previous employers and verify their hours, and then they're cleared to write.
Okay. Now, I imagine you probably come across a number of people who might have some of the skills or close to the skills to maybe getting the Red Seal, but they're not quite qualified. What do you offer, I guess, in terms of training so people can actually, I guess, challenge the exam or get established in getting their Red Seal?
Well, once guys have 10,000 hours in the trade, they are qualified.
Right.
They know their trade. They know their job. They know what's expected of them. And they have a skill set and an expertise level that is thorough.
Right.
What they don't have is the ability to write a university-level examination, which is what the ITA Red Seal certification is all about.
So I guess the big thing is you probably are not – they might have the skills, but you might be teaching them how to write these exams then. So how do you
That's
go about
exactly
doing that?
It.
How do you do that then?
Well, I give them some research skills, and my course is code heavy because 30-40% of the questions on the exam will be code related. And a lot of guys have never opened a building code in their life because they don't have to. All the information they need to code is on the drawings. So
right.
I give them some strong research skills with the building code. I want them to be able to treat the building code the way they would treat the phone book, to be able to take any question and find out where that information is in the building code.
I get it. I get stressed out just thinking about exams. You know, it's been a while for myself. I imagine
everybody
you come across.
Does.
Yeah, but yeah, I imagine you get a lot of guys that come up and they, like you say, they have the skills. They know how to build things. But I mean, to overcome the stress and take an exam, you probably hear that a lot.
Well, yeah, I hear that from everybody, myself included. Nobody enjoys writing examinations. And the thing about my course is that after a bunch of practice exams and specific training with me, they find that they have the confidence. Mm-hmm. At the end of the course, they have the confidence and in their own ability to challenge the exam successfully.
Now, you're based in the southern part of BC, correct? Typically?
Yes.
And you probably do just fine staying there. What do you get out of traveling further north to help people?
Well, further north, in the north, first of all, I love the north. I'm a true Canadian.
Right.
And I get to visit remote communities and increase my own understanding, not only of the country, but of the folks that are in it. So I get a tremendous sense of personal validation from that. Guys are always grateful for the help. And they get their own sense of validation from me coming up, because there's no other opportunity for them in the north to get any kind of refresher course to help them challenge this exam.
Now, Richard, if you have all these people with the skills, you have all these job vacancies, perhaps, though, do you think maybe the exam protocol should change to kind of fit the reality?
Well, that's a subject for a whole separate interview. I have some specific thoughts on that, and I'll be more than happy to get into that at a later date. Right now, we're just trying to get guys through the existing exam and the existing situation.
Okay, let's talk about that then. You have a few sessions coming up in Northern BC. You're in Kitimat right now. What do people need to know?
They need to know to contact me at www.integratedcarpentrytutorials.com. They can call me directly at 250-331-1117. And the course in KidMat is coming up on it's three consecutive weekends, and that's the 11th and the 12th of June, 18th and 19th of June, 25th and 26th. For guys that are in camp, I'm also running a program, a six-day program. If they're out of camp at any point during those 2 weeks, then that I'm up there. It's three weekends, but I'm there for about 18 days.
Right. Lots of and, openings yet?
Yes, there's still lots of openings, and we're hoping to get that course filled up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
I appreciate you taking the trouble to call me.
Enjoy your time in Kitimat.
I will do. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'm taking my fishing rod.
Of course you are. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Richard Dickinson is of Integrated Carpentry Tutorials, and if you'd like more information, you can go to integratedcarpentrytutorials.com.